Prophetic Sound Podcast. Pray for your mind, pray for your soul on Prophetic Sound Podcast. It's uplifting, God is willing on Prophetic Sound Podcast. Come on, let's praise him like this. All on one accord and what you hear. 'Cause it's uplifting, God is willing on Prophetic Sound Podcast.
Praise the Lord. He is perfect in all of his ways. I thank you for your patience and our technical issues on tonight. I'm grateful for each and every one of you that have come and are ready to receive. We give God praise for tonight. We thank him in his gloriousness. And tonight I just want to remind us of Psalm 23, which states, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He lays me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. How many of you need your soul restored on tonight? You came looking for something. You came searching for something. You came with expectation of an encounter with your living God. And tonight I know that he is not slacking his promises, but yes, his promises are yes and amen. And tonight is the night of visitation. Hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you and we love you. And again, welcome to Prophetic Sound Broadcast, well, hosted by Prophetic Wind Ministries. We are so blessed to have each and every one of you here tonight. We are blessed to know that there is a God in heaven that is ready to do what he said he will do. Amen. And on behalf of Prophetic Wind, we say we love you. You are welcome here. We are always grateful to be in the midst of God's people. And it is true that it is just lonelier without you. Come on. So I have to say it, that your company is amazing and is something that is glorious in its ways. Amen. And so tonight, we are going to not tarry time. We actually have lengthened our show tonight because I felt the Lord's leading that there was going to be so much to unpack. Yes, we are coming in tonight with the topic of dreams and dream interpretation, but I felt like God was going to do something very prophetic on tonight, so we have made room for Holy Spirit. So I don't know if you know a person that needs to be hearing this broadcast right now. They don't have to call in. They can literally just click on the link and listen in, but call all saints. Amen. Everyone living in a dry place, because I feel the latter ready to pour out on tonight, and we give God praise in advance. So tonight, I am just going to give a quick prayer, and then me and my dear friend, Dr. Charity, we're going to just have a conversation. We're going to let God come in the midst of that conversation. We're going to become a three-chord strand, and we're going to allow God to do what he does best, and that is his signs, his wonders, his miracles, pouring his love out on you. Amen. So, Father, we acknowledge you on tonight. We thank you that your promises are yes, and they are amen. We thank you, Lord, that you have called us to the still waters. You have restored our souls. Father, our cup runneth over because we belong to a living God. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that the story didn't stop on the cross. Our story began on the cross. I thank you, Lord, that for each and every person that's on this line tonight, you are still writing their story. For some, you are rewriting a story, and for others, you have begun to ink just the beginning. But regardless of where we're at in you, Lord God, we know that you are well able. You have chosen us, and we have chosen you, and we will not and cannot look back. Our hands are wrapped around that plow. I could just see it, our hands wrapped around that thick piece of wood, Father God. And at times, we get tired, we're plowing, and we look down at our hands, Lord God, and they're calloused, and they're bleeding for the gospel. But God, you know what? It is well worth it. It is so worth it. And Lord, I'm just thankful that you satisfy us. You don't just appease us. We're not just in the room because, you know, we look good, or we know someone, or anything like that. But we're in the room with the Lord. We have been called into this place because you chose us. You called us by name. You said, Letitia, come. Charity, come. Lord, you didn't lose one that the Father has given you. And so, Father, we thank you. Lord, let your spirit come. Let your Ruach HaKodesh, Lord, blow. Lord, do as only you can do in the midst of your people. Let the groanings of your Holy Spirit make way, O God, for your children and for our children. Lord God. I just keep hearing that for our children, Lord. We release our children to you. We release any burden for family, Lord God. We release it now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you care about the things that concern us. And there's somebody out there, Lord God, that is carrying a burden for their family. And, Father, we just ask right now, hallelujah, that, Lord, you will intervene, that you will make a way out of no way, that you will do as only you can do. Thank you for transformational power being released right now. So, Lord, without further ado, we announce you, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, as your train enters your temple. And we are blessed to have you. We are blessed to know you. We are blessed to acknowledge you in all of our ways. And we give you glory. In Jesus' name, we all said amen. You know, it is such an amazing night. And it is not by chance, hallelujah, that we are here. And for those of you who are online right now, we have a few people that have who are online. There is an online chat as well. So if you decide you have a question and you don't want to get on the phone, please feel free to type in your questions. We will do our best to answer, and then Holy Spirit would do his miracle work and power to complete that answer. How about that? And so tonight, I am so blessed to welcome a woman of God who has become such a dear friend. And, you know, every time we get to talk and get to chat and all of these good things, I mean, there's just something about this woman that will supercharge you, that you'll feel like you just got plugged into a fresh electric socket or something. I mean, you'll be ready to go by the time she gets done with you. She's a motivator. She's an exhorter. She is a restorer of the breach. She does a lot, but even in that, she does it in love. And so I want to introduce my dear friend, Dr. Charity. And so, Dr. Charity, I'm going to take you off mute. That would help. And then I'm going to say God bless you and welcome back to the Prophetic Sound podcast. And you know what? I lost her. That's it. She's going to call back in. So while we are waiting for Dr. Charity, and I told you, you know, technology, if anything is going to go wrong, it's your technology. I would like to do, I'll go ahead and do the announcements now. So September 15th, 16th, 17th, we will be having the Prophetic Awakening Buffalo being held in Buffalo, New York. We are getting the flyer out this week, so please be looking for that. October the 28th, we will be having the Awakening Rochester, and that will be held at 159 Alexander, Rochester, New York. The flyer is out on book and on our other social media sites, so please feel free to come on out. These are both free events. We just want you to come, receive, and just allow the Father to meet you there. Amen. And let's see, what else? We are working on some other venues as well in those cities being ATL. So if you are near the Atlanta area, please let me know and help us pray in the kingdom of God into that place. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And let's see, what else? And so this is great. Just one second. Okay, Dr. Charity is back. So let me just, I see you. Okay, just one second here. Okay. Blessings, Dr. Charity. Can you hear me? Let's see. Oh, let's try that again. Blessings, Dr. Charity.
Hello,
can you hear
hello.
Me? Hello. Okay, there we go. It actually has you signed in twice, and so I clicked on the wrong one. Okay, I'm going to unclick this one. Okay, there we go. God bless you, sis. How are you?
I am doing so wonderful, especially after that beautiful introduction you just gave me. Thank you so much, my spirit sister. We are so connected in the supernatural realm. I love doing these with you. Thank you so much for having me again. It is always such an honor.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, I was super excited. And, you know, when you were on last, I mean, we definitely got a lot of feedback and people were very excited, but what was even more amazing was the hunger, the stirring and the hunger that we witnessed. It was like, give us more. And I'm like, Lord, okay, let's do it. And then I think you contacted me about the dream series, and I was like, yes, so awesome. Let's get it done. So so exciting. So please, before we get into, because I know Holy Spirit is about to wreck this place, I'm just saying. So before we get caught up and maybe so drunk we can't even get them all full in the glory, why don't you tell everyone, for some of those who are just listening and for new listeners, who you are, tell them a little bit about your ministry, and just give them a little blurb.
Well, thank you so much. Yes, my husband Leo and I, we founded Glory Waves Ministries. So we are just passionate about the sacred supernatural and making the mystical practical in believers' everyday lives. Jesus did nothing on his own initiative. He only did what he saw the Father doing. He only said what he heard Holy Spirit saying. So that means he was constantly tuned into the spirit realm. So he is our model. He is our example. If we have any hope of making that work and living like Jesus, well, that means we too need to be tuned into the sacred supernatural realm and taking our cues from Father, taking our cues from Holy Spirit, see what Jesus is doing and do that with him. Let him live his life through us. So we have developed all kinds of training resources, books and DVDs, online courses. Our newest thing is an app, our Dream Keys app. So just teaching you, equipping you how to navigate the spirit realm, how to see in the spirit realm. We talked about visions and angels last time, how to make sense of your dreams at night, how God is speaking through the dreams. So just making kind of these more mystical things in the Bible actually practical. How do we actually live and walk by the Spirit in our everyday lives?
Amen. Amen. That's so good. And, you know, it is so needed because it brings a balance, right? It brings so much balance. And it also lets you know that walking in the supernatural isn't for that person, just on the person on the big stage. It's for each and every one of us that are called by his name. And that is the most powerful, I believe, one of the most powerful revelations that we can just own in Christ. Is, you know, when the Lord called me, these attributes, these gifts, I was called to these things. They were part of the gifts of heaven to me. And I find that a lot of believers have a little bit of a tough time stepping into that, not because they don't believe that God could do it, because they have something that they're holding back about themselves. And so I think having these conversations, Dr. Charity, are going to encourage believers to say, you know what, I was good enough for God, and I was good enough for him to come and die on the cross for me, and I was even good enough for him to bestow gifts on, and I can do this because he says I can, and even in my weakness, he's making me strong. So I think this is why I think these conversations are just so important, because it encourages those who need that encouragement, and it encourages us that thought we know that we're on the right track, you know. So we just give God that praise and honor tonight.
That's so good. I totally agree. I mean, it's really just about living to our sacred union with God, realizing he's not like far off in heaven, like a billion light years away in some distant galaxy somewhere. No, Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is within us, right? We are the temples of God, and our spirits are joined to his spirit. We're partakers of the divine nature. We're filled up with the fullness of God. So when we learn how to rest in that identity, and live to that communion with God. You know, the Bible doesn't say God lives in our heads. The Bible says he lives in our hearts. And Jesus said it was out of our innermost being flow the rivers of living water, that he spoke of the Spirit. And our spirits joined to Holy Spirit. So when we can learn how to live out of our hearts where Jesus lives and live out of our spirits that are joined to his Spirit, then you're right. All the gifts flow, all manner of miracles and revelation, because it's just him, Holy Spirit, overflowing out through us.
Oh, that's good. That's good. You know, it was the scripture in Solomon. It talked about the spring springing up. And when you were saying that, I just had this quick vision of a river developing, but developing from the springs that were springing up, not from the rain that was falling. And sometimes we're looking for things up in the sky, and the Lord says, I've already put it right there for you. And so that water, that living water, is already springing forth from you. And it's a matter of learning how to navigate in the river that God has already created with and within you. And that's nice. I like that. I like that, Lord. Teach us how to swim in your river, Lord. Teach us how to navigate your river, and let us not be afraid of the deep parts of that river. And we
right.
love you, Lord. Yeah, so good. Okay, so, you know, so tonight we're talking about dreams and dream interpretations, and Dr. Charity mentioned her ministry is doing so much to unlock the mysteries. I am so grateful to this woman of God, because don't think that it didn't take time in his presence. You know, even the word says that these trials must come. I guarantee you, if we shared those testimonies, I'm just saying. So, you know, she's went through, she's pressed, she's allowed God to buffer her, and she's in this place now, able to share what God has given her in that secret place. And so tonight, we don't want to take that for granted. We don't want to take that gift for granted. So, Dr. Charity, I want to tell you that you are a divine blessing to the body of believers and to myself on such a personal level that I often give God thanks that he allowed us to meet at that itty-bitty restaurant that nobody knew was even there. I thank God for you. Absolutely. Absolutely. I was like, Lord, you know, the Lord knows who to connect with. I know I always have this happy-go-lucky, like, very quirky personality. So I need somebody that's anointed for my crazy. And I feel like you're a little anointed for my crazy. It's all good.
I love it. Yes. That's so good. Yes. We're two peas in a pod. Yeah, absolutely.
Wait. So, Dr. Charity mentioned her ministry has teachings. They have trainings. Please go by glorywaves.org and get some of that Jesus that's pouring out from that river, because I'm telling you, it's going to be good to you. It's www.glorywaves.org. There's many teachings and trainings, many of them free, on the website. And Dr. Charity, you have just launched an app. Please tell us a little bit about the app.
Yes, I am super, super excited. Like you just said, we have had a lot of training resources on an interpretation and just wanting to equip believers to make sense of their dreams. A lot of times we think, oh, well, you know, my dreams are ridiculous, but no, actually they're revelation. You know, they seem silly, they seem strange, but actually they're just symbolic, and the message is in fact sacred. So we're all about just helping you make sense of those crazy dreams and realizing how God is speaking through them to you every single night. And so, you know, in order to live out of our dreams, which is what, you know, they did in the Bible, right? They were getting all these amazing dreams. They acted on the interpretation of those dreams. And so if we want to get back to biblical precedent, we're like, okay, if we live out of our dreams, well, we need to be able to interpret our dreams. And if we're going to interpret our dreams, we need to be able to, you know, remember our dreams. And in order to remember our dreams, we need to record our dreams. And a lot of times that's the thing that we kind of miss out on. We let God's words fall to the ground when we don't record our dreams and capture them. So So this new app called Dream Keys, it is a tool for equipping you to actually capture that prophetic revelation so you can better steward it. It's a way that you can type up, like you kind of text, you know, there's a place for the dream summary, but then you can just use the voice to text. It will do the typing for you. If you're not really good at the typing with your thumbs, which I am not really good at that, okay, you can just speak it. The app will do the typing for you, so you can record your dream. Like in the middle of the night, you just, oh, this is what I was dreaming. And then we actually take you through our DAISY dream work method, which is a key questions to ask to unlock the dreams. And so there's a place to record your dreams, dream journal. Then there's a place to actually a library where you create your own personalized symbol library. Because that's a thing I found teaching on this over the years. People are so confused. But the biggest thing is, you know, they'll go to like dream symbol dictionaries. They'll go online. Or if you look at dream interpretation apps, most of the other ones, they're just like dream symbol dictionaries. And it's like, oh, well, this symbol means this or this symbol means that. And usually you read those things and they're like, well, I don't think it means that. You know, that doesn't mean anything to me. It doesn't resonate. It doesn't click. And so you're like, ah. You know, dreams, this doesn't mean anything. Dream interpretation doesn't work. And we're tempted to throw the baby out with the bathwater just because we don't realize actually God custom designs, tailor makes hand-picked symbols for us in our dreams. So instead of going to this random generic dream symbol dictionary, we say, hey, here's a place for you to type in, this is a symbol and this is what it means to me. Because that's what we teach. God will actually use symbols that mean something to you personally to communicate to you in your own heart language. So there's a lot of different kind of really unique benefits and features to this just to make dream work simpler, to make it easier, to make it really accessible and available and doable for everybody.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. It is, it's funny you would mention the different dream books because I definitely have went through my share of dream books and the different resources you can find online. But I'm with you. There was a lot of times I was like, oh, this sounds very literal. This is what's bearing witness with my spirit. And I believe that when the Lord gives us a dream, he'll give us interpretation. And because he's speaking to us, he wants us to get it. He wants us to get that message. And, you know, the color blue for me may mean something totally different for the next person. And I believe he speaks to you in a way that to your spirit versus what's going to speak to my spirit. And I think that diving into the dreams and the interpretation of dreams, I'm reminded of Peter's dream, which helped start the Gentile church, when the Lord basically showed all the unclean animals coming down from the sky. Now, I'm a Gentile. He would have gave me a dream about a big pig coming out of the sky and been like, oh, Lord, you want me to make bacon? Right? but because Peter was who he was, Peter was like, no, this is disgusting. You know, his reaction came from his knowledge and his experiences. And I believe that the Lord speaks to us in our dreams because he understands this is who my daughter is or this is who my son is. He created you. Does he not know what speak to you, you know? And so, you know, Peter goes to this dream and he's like, Lord, that's unclean. And Lord's like, you, who are you to call unclean what I've called clean? And it begins the Gentile church. And the next thing we know, Holy Spirit falls on the house of Gentiles. And Peter comes to the revelation that Holy Spirit is for everyone, not just for the Jews. So without that dream being what it was, you know, the Gentile church may not be where it is today. So you don't even know that your dream may actually touch the nations. And it may look something super small to you. It may look like something that you're like, no, Lord, I would never. And Lord's like, but you will because I ask you to, you know. So I think the Lord is so awesome that, you know, many of you know I work in human services, we call it a person-centered approach, right? So he centers his approach and tailors it to his child who he's speaking to. And so that's why I think sometimes the dream interpretation books are good for what I call that basic flat line. But for that in-depth revelation, you may have to get on your face. You may have to get in the Word. You may have to make that time for Holy Spirit to really speak it into your spirit. And then guess what? Later on, he'll take that same dream and birth more revelation. So don't think it stops there, because you're serving a living God that is breathing living breath into you. And so that is the exciting part about it, is that from season to season and glory to glory, that same dream can mean so, so many different ways.
Oh, yes. I so love that. People-centered, person-centered. You're right. That is very much what I found. And just the way you explained it with Peter, and he was a Jew, and what if a Gentile had gotten those same symbols? And so a good, like a contemporary example of that would be, for example, if I dreamt of a lake, a lake, that would be a very peaceful symbol to me. That would represent God's creation. That would represent recreation. I would love personally to dream of a lake. However, my grandma, when she was a little girl, she almost drowned in a lake. So that same symbol of a lake is going to speak to fear. The exact opposite of what it speaks to me. It gives me peace. It brings her fear. Or like a lot of these dream symbol dictionaries, they'll talk about, well, if you dream of a dog, that represents, companionship or friendship. And that's absolutely true. If you are a dog lover and have, a dog as a member of your family, yes, it represents that to you. But if you were like viciously mauled and attacked by a dog, well, you're not going to have the same association with that symbol. And so God takes all of that into account. And obviously it really doesn't matter what I think about symbols. It doesn't matter what you think about symbols, right? I teach on the personalized nature of symbols, but really the question is, what does God think about symbols? And how do we know what God thinks about symbols? Well, we just go to the Word, right? And we can ask the question, well, in the Bible, did one symbol mean the same thing every single time it was used? Right, because that's what we do with our dream symbols. We're like, oh, this is universal. It's one size fits all. One symbol means one thing no matter who's dreaming it. But we want to go to Scripture and say, well, what about Jesus? When he taught, did one symbol mean the same thing no matter who he was speaking to at all times? Or did it actually mean different things to different people at different times? And, just a couple of, simple examples. We could talk about like yeast. Biblically speaking, what does yeast or leaven represent? And we can say, oh, well, Jesus talked about that. That's the yeast of hypocrisy, right? The yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees, malice, wickedness. So obviously, if we have like a Bible dream symbol dictionary, it's going to say yeast is bad, right? Yeast is evil. And that's totally true, except for that other verse where Jesus himself said, yeah, the kingdom of heaven, it's like yeast that a woman hid in a lump of dough, and it permeated the whole lump. So we have one symbol, it's yeast, and it either represents hypocrisy and malice and wickedness, or it represents the kingdom of heaven. It could go either way. Or, another really a common one, how about a lion, right? Biblically speaking, who does a lion represent? Well, obviously that's Jesus, right? Lion of the tribe of Judah, yay, I want to dream of a lion. And that's absolutely true. But then when we go over to Peter, it talks about your adversary, the devil, who prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So we have one symbol, and it's a lion, and it either represents Jesus or Satan. Okay, so that's why we do not want to rely on our mind to figure it out. It's exactly like you said. We want to rely on Holy Spirit. He is the one who gave us the dream, and he is the one who will help us unpack it and interpret it. And the really encouraging thing is that's how the legendary interpreters in the Bible did it. Joseph, Daniel. Joseph said, well, interpretations belong to God, right? It says in Daniel, it was the Spirit of God in Daniel that gave him understanding of dreams and visions. So we realize, well, we have the same Holy Spirit in us, right? So that's very encouraging that if they did it by Holy Spirit's power and anointing, well, we too, absolutely, this side of the cross, with Holy Spirit on us and in us, we absolutely can walk in that same anointing and gifting for interpretation, realizing that it's not just a special gift bestowed only on a few favored individuals. No, it's a skill that anybody can learn, right? Dreams are communicated in a picture language that anybody can master and become fluent in. Because like if you said something to me in French and I understood what you said, you're not going to say, oh my goodness, Charity, you have the gift of French. No. I don't have the gift of French. I studied, I invested time in learning the language. And so it is with dreams. Dreams are just communicated in a symbolic picture language, which again is super encouraging because the thing about languages is that they can be learned. So just like we're talking about tonight, we're investing time and learning more about this dream language. Ah, well, then we can actually master it. We can actually become fluent in the picture language that God speaks at night in our dreams.
Wow, that is good. That is good. Wow. And you, so when you say become fluent, you know, for someone who is everybody has a different mindset, but my mind is like, okay, I need a roadmap, right? So when we're talking about becoming fluent in our dream life, how much does that tie in to becoming fluent in our relational life with the Lord?
Ooh, that's a good question. Yes, it's all about relationships. It is all about intimacy. I think sometimes we're like, oh, I just want to get the interpretation so I have my marching order so I know what to do. And God's like, hey, I just want to sit here and have a conversation and share a cup of coffee with you and let's just share the journey together, right? Let's unpack it together. Yeah. So it's absolutely about developing our relationship with God, and he is the one who helps us interpret it for sure. We do it out of our conversational relationship with Holy Spirit. You're so right.
Amen. Amen. I remember some years ago, so the Lord, I'm a dreamer. I'm a seer. I'm a dreamer. I dream a lot. But for a season, it was like Father would come through my dreams to comfort. There was a season of a lot of hurt and wounds that needed to be healed, and he would come to comfort. And then those same dreams he would bring to my remembrance years later when something else would come up, and he'd be like, baby, remember when we spent that time in the garden? You know what I mean? And the reason why I'm saying that is because I feel like there is someone on the line right now who has had, you've had encounters with the Lord through dreams, but you're kind of frustrated because you're feeling like those things should have been an instantaneous thing. And the Lord is saying it was instantaneous in that season, and it will be relevant in the next season. There is something that God is building in your life, and he used a dream to get your attention, and now he is building foundation from that dream. The Lord just wants me to encourage you that the dream was one thing and the manifestation will be another, and that as you are leaning on him and not entrusting on the things that you think you could do by the power of your own hands, you will see those things begin to be unraveled and unpacked for you in a way that will definitely bring you right back around to that dream that you thought was going to happen in 2.2 seconds. So I hope that encourages someone. And when we get ready to go through the lines, please let me know who I'm talking to so I'm just not out here looking crazy. But the Lord is he's so precise in what he does, so precise that I believe that the Lord can, I really believe the Lord can use anything. I've been driving down the street and like, oh, that cloud reminds me of, and the next thing I know, Holy Spirit is bringing a whole bunch of stuff back to my remembrance. So I know the Lord can do anything. So, but we're going to go back to the dreams because I will go down a rabbit trail. Amen. And so, Dr. Charity, I just want to give you freedom. I'm going to unlock this mic. I'm going to let you run with it, put a hole in the carpet if you need to, and I'll jump in as you need me, but I just want the Holy Ghost to let you, to just use you, and I want you to know that you have full permission to just do whatever you would do at home, because you were home.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Well, I mean, it's awesome to hear how God has used dreams in your life over the years. I absolutely love that. And you know, God has really just, you know, he's used dreams in my life over the years. And just kind of by way, a little bit of introduction, because, you know, who am I? What do I know about dreams? How did I find it out? You know, I'm a preacher's kid, and you know, God taught my dad how to interpret dreams. He taught my dad how to hear his voice during the day when I was about 8 years old. And so I learned how to, you know, have a back and forth conversation with Jesus when I was little. And that was such a gift and such a foundation to build on. And then a couple of years later, I was about 10 years old, and my dad learned from another Baptist minister, actually, about dream interpretation, principles to unlock the crazy dreams. And so he taught it to me and my brother. We were like 10 and 8 at the time. And so just growing up, like around the breakfast table, we would just share our dreams. And we'd be like, oh, what does that symbol mean? And what about this emotion? And you know, unpack and interpret it together as a family. And so growing up, I realized, okay, that was unique. Actually, that's not what every family does. And here's the thing about it. You know, I believe, you know, as believers, I think we all kind of believe, well, sure, God can speak through dreams. Sure, he can do anything he wants, but we kind of believe it's like a once in a while thing. Maybe once in a lifetime, maybe once every 2 or 3 years, God will speak to us through a dream. And that's actually not what I'm talking about. You know, I have a friend, and when I was writing my book on hearing God through your dreams, she's like, oh, yeah, I don't know all about that because, you know, in 1989, my husband had a dream and God directed him through it. Well, okay, while it is great that, you know, one person who, you know, 20 or 30 years ago heard God through a dream, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm actually talking about hearing God through your dreams every night. I'm talking about receiving divine revelation every single night. Because the thing about dreams is they're accessible, they're available, they're regular and reliable, they're consistent and continual, and we're having them every single night. And so we want to be like Samuel. When he went to sleep, he said, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. And so, okay, if we are talking about hearing God through our dreams every single night, then, well, oh my goodness, what kind of dreams are we talking about? You know, and we might be tempted to think, well, okay, sure, of course, if an angel from heaven or God himself comes to us in a dream and says, go here, do this, well, great. We know exactly the message of that dream. It's clear and literal, and we don't need a class on dream interpretation to make sense of that. And so every once in a while, yes, we do have more clear, literal dreams, but most of the time, let's face it, our dreams are weird. And those are the dreams we're actually talking about hearing God through. The dreams you don't even want to tell anybody about because they're going to think you're nuts. Those are the dreams we're talking about decoding and decrypting and receiving God's revelation through. And I think sometimes we're like, oh, but the dreams in the Bible, you know, those are clear and literal. They're not crazy like my dreams. And I would just like to remind you, okay, how about Joseph? He is dreaming of like sheaves of wheat and stars in the sky bowing down to him. I'm sorry, a star bowing? What does that even look like, right? Okay, I think that qualifies as a crazy dream. But we know, oh my goodness, God was speaking through it, right? The dream was just symbolic, and the message was sacred. The stars represented his brothers. They did end up bowing down to him in the future. So, oh my goodness, in a way, the dream came true, in a symbolic way, in a metaphorical way. And, you know, another example, how about a loaf of bread wiping out an enemy army? Okay, that qualifies as a crazy dream. We would say, well, that is clearly a piece of dream, right? But that's not how it was. The Midianites had this dream, and oh, it was about Gideon. He was represented by this loaf of bread, and he literally did then wipe out the enemy army because he decoded the symbolism. He said, okay, wait a second. All right, so the enemy, so here's our army. We're a loaf of bread. We're coming in. We're turning the tents upside down. He's like, let's act on the interpretation of this dream. It's not literal. It's not literally a loaf of bread, but it's symbolic. It represents us. Let's make this dream come true, right? Let's act on the message of the dream and make it come true. And so we realize, you know, what is the principle? What is the takeaway of these stories about Joseph and Gideon? Well, the principle and the takeaway and why it's relevant for our life is because, hey, they were having some crazy dreams up there in the Bible, But there was a message from God, and they could be trusted. They could be acted on. It was. It talks about in Psalms how Joseph's dreams were actually considered the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord. That is how God views dreams. There's so many verses about dreams and visions in the Bible. You know, if we actually added up all the verses about dreams and visions and all of the interpretations of those dreams and visions and all of the actions people took as a result of their dream interpretations, it actually adds up to a third of the Bible, which is the equivalent of the New Testament. So, oh my goodness, guys, we have one book and God spends a third of it on dream and vision. How many know this is important to God? And if it is important to God, well, then it is important to us. And so we realize, okay, God is speaking and he's doing amazing things through dreams. I mean, a lot of times we don't realize these epic, incredible, significant encounters happened while people were sleeping, right? We know, you know, King Solomon, right? You know, he legendary gift of wisdom. We know where he got it. Of course, God gave it to him. But you would think for something so life-changing, you would think, you know, God might want Solomon awake for this supernatural impartation, right? But no, the whole encounter happens in a dream while he's asleep. So, oh my goodness, what does that mean? Well, that means we, too, can receive wisdom from God while we sleep. You know, or how about the Abrahamic covenant? I mean, that's a pretty big deal. That's a pretty significant encounter. That's the foundation of Judaism, right? When God establishes the Abrahamic covenant with Abram, and then Christianity obviously comes from Judaism. So we're talking about thousands of years of faith. You would think it's for something so important. Well, you know, God might want Abram awake for this. Oh, no, actually he does it at night while he's asleep. You know, over and over again, even looking in the New Testament, you know, it's so significant how God kicks off the New Testament, Matthew chapter 1, Matthew chapter 2. There's Joseph. He's the earthly father of Jesus. And it's his responsibility to keep Jesus alive, right? Because Jesus is on this rescue mission from heaven to earth to save humanity from our sins, right? But there's the crazed murderer, Herod. He's out to kill baby Jesus. And this is really bad because if Jesus dies when he's a baby, he can't grow up and die on the cross, right? And he can't be raised from the dead and Holy Spirit can't be poured out. This whole rescue mission from heaven is over before it ever even begins if Jesus is not safe. And so God the Father in heaven is giving instructions to Joseph how to keep Jesus alive. He's telling him, go to this city, move over here, come back, go to Egypt, come back to Israel. All of these instructions over and over and over and over, he gives them to him in a dream at night while he's asleep. And usually it's actually through an angel as a bonus. Okay, so what does that tell us? That tells us, well, God, if he highlights this characteristic, I mean, what do we know about Joseph? Not very much. But there's one thing God chose to highlight. Why did God choose this guy of any guy to be Jesus' earthly father? Well, there's one thing God told us about Joseph, not once, not twice, not three times, but four times in two chapters, Matthew chapter 1 and Matthew chapter 2. It says Joseph listened to his dreams. Joseph honored his dreams. He acted on his dreams. And so, you know, it's just, what do we learn from this? We learn, oh my goodness, well, you would think God would have wanted, you know, number one, you would think God might want to deliver the message personally to Joseph since the stakes were so high. Instead, he chose to use the ministry of an angel. And number two, you would think, God might want Joseph awake for this, right? But instead, he did it while he was sleeping. So that shows us again, oh my goodness, God honors the ministry of angels. God honors the medium of dreams. And if God honors these things, okay, we absolutely honor them too. And one of my favorite passages of scripture that just gives us a glimpse into God's heart for dreams and how he wants, you know, to interpret or he wants to use them in our lives is in Job 33, 14 through 18. It talks about how God speaks over and over again. People just don't recognize it. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls on men and they slumber in their bed, God says, I open their ears to seal their instruction, to turn them from wrongdoing, to keep them from pride, to enlighten them with the light of revelation. God says he does all of these things oftentimes with men. And so we realize, oh my goodness, this is what God wants to do in our lives. Often, not once in a lifetime, not once every two or three years, over and over again, he wants to speak to us and guide us and give us wisdom and counsel. And, It says in Numbers 12:6, God says, I will reveal myself in visions. I will speak to you in dreams. He didn't say I possibly, perhaps, maybe would. He said, oh, I will. He declared it. He promised he would reveal himself in dreams. So we can say, okay, I want this for me, Jesus. You said it in your word. I'm taking you at your word. You know, one of my, probably my favorite dream scripture is actually Song of Solomon 5:2, where it says, you know, I was asleep, but my heart was awake. Listen, my beloved is knocking. So when we are asleep in this natural realm, our heart is still very much awake and alive to the supernatural realm to commune with our beloved Jesus. That is his heart for us. Again, it's back to relationship with Holy Spirit. It's back to intimacy with God. You know, if we go back to the Garden of Eden, that was God's original intention, right? And what did God do? God did not create, you know, employees for a corporation. God did not create soldiers for an army. God created children for a family. So that's his heart for us. We are his beloved sons and daughters, and he created us just to have relationship and fellowship and intimacy with us. That's the desire of God's heart. And that's how he uses dreams. Because, you know, what was the temptation in the Garden of Eden? I mean, here Adam and Eve, they're living out of this beautiful relationship with God. And because we could ask, well, where do dreams come from? You know, why do we even have them? And if we go back to the Garden of Eden, you see Adam and Eve, they're living out of their relationship with God. But then the enemy comes and tempts them and says, oh, well, do you want to be like God? You know, do you want to know good and evil? And that was just crazy. Because number one, they were already like God, right? They were created in his image. And number two, they already knew good from evil because God told them. He's like, hey, tree of life, that's good. Eat it. Tree of knowledge of good and evil, bad. Don't eat it. So they knew good and evil because they trusted Father's voice. They heard his voice. They acted on it. So really the temptation was just about, oh, well, you don't need to listen to God's voice. You can figure it out on your own. With your mind, you can determine it. So it was humanism and rationalism and living out of our own brains instead of living out of Holy Spirit and our relationship with him, his voice. And so we know what happened. I mean, that destroyed Adam and Eve's relationship with God during the day, right? They didn't have that fellowship anymore. But the beautiful thing that God said, he's like, you know what? Not so fast. Not so fast. I'm not giving you up that easily. So when you go to sleep at night, this mind that you have deified and put in place of me, that thing shuts down and you go to your heart. And God is in relentless pursuit of our heart. And he said, oh, well, when you're asleep, your heart is awake to commune with me. That's when I'm going to get your attention. Even if you're too busy during the day, even if you're distracted during the day, I have your heart at night. I'm going to speak to you. I'm going to give you counsel and encouragement and comfort and warning and direction. And so we see, oh my goodness, dreams are God's contingency plan. Dreams are God's contingency plan, ensuring he would always have a way to connect with us, to commune with us. And so we see, oh my goodness, biblically speaking, dreams are a way he wants to connect. And so if we see that, we can say, okay, yes, I want that. But then we look at our own dreams and we're like, oh, but this doesn't make any sense, right? It's confusing. It's just, you know, all these pictures and symbols, and what do we do with that? And how do we make sense of it? How do we decode and decrypt the symbols and become fluent in this language, right, that God speaks? And so that's where, okay, the DAISY method comes in. If you go and get our app, it is free. It's on Apple Store. It's on Google Play. Dream Keys. Okay, Dream Keys, because it helps you unlock the meaning in all of your dreams, even the crazy ones. So Dream Keys, or just go to glorywaves.org/app, and you'll get the link to the stores, and you can download it for free. And you'll go there, and you'll see. We talked about the, you know, the dream symbol library that you'll create, and we talk about the journal, the electronic journal that you'll create for your dreams. But then you'll see the DAISY Dreamwork method, and this is kind of the method that God has taught me and I have used for, you know, like 30 some years now to make sense of my dreams. And what I love about it is it's so simple, even kids can do it. You know, Jesus said, you know, you need to be like a child to enter the kingdom of heaven. And to me, that means if we make any aspect of our walk of faith too difficult for a child, we've made it too difficult, right? We need to keep it simple. And so as I've, you know, done training workshops, you know, even Oh, my goodness. There was a family in California. They came, and they had twin girls who were 10 years old, and they had a little boy, Will, and he was 8 years old. And he was completely engaged during this dream workshop. He learned how to interpret dreams, and then he ends up, like, a few months after the workshop, his dad emails us. He's like, you know, we didn't realize. We knew our kids were interpreting their own dreams. We didn't realize they were doing it for their friends at school. And so they're actually making sense of the dreams, asking these key questions to help their friends understand, you know what, God sees you. God cares about you. This is God's encouragement in the middle of your situation. So I can just quickly kind of give you, when you go to the Dream Keys app, you'll see Daisy, Dreamwork Method. And I just want to unpack it a little bit for you on the call because I think it's so helpful. I mean, you can do this literally tonight. This is how you can make sense of your crazy dreams and realize it's not ridiculous, it's actually revelation. So DAISY is an acronym. It's D-A-E-S-I, DAISY. So, and it's like a daisy chain. It's how we organize our dreams. And there's key questions that we ask about every dream. And so you'll see right in the app, there's a place. You type it up or you just speak your dream, a summary of your dream, and then, okay, so that's your dream. That's the D part of it. We got that. Okay, we record that. And then there's an A, and there's a little question that says, well, what is the action? And that's the question we want to ask about every dream. In our dream, what is the main action? What is the big thing that I'm doing? Like, am I running? Am I ministering? Am I fighting? You know, what is the key action of the dream? And then the second question we'll ask about every dream is, what is the emotion? So that's the E. It's D-A-E. So it's dream, action, and then emotion. And so what in the dream, what am I feeling? What is the main emotion? Am I excited? Am I scared? Am I grateful? Am I disappointed? You know, what is the main emotion in the dream? And then we just take that main action and main emotion from the dream, and we overlay it onto the setting of our waking world. And that is the S in our acronym. So we have D-A-E-S, and the S is the setting. And that is what is going on in our waking life when we have the dream. Okay, so that is, what was I thinking about before I went to bed? What was I praying for as I fell asleep? And this is another reason why you as the dreamer are the best person to make sense of the dream. Okay, you know what the symbols mean to you personally, number one, and you know the setting from your waking world better than anyone. You know what your heart is processing, and God is a good, good father, just like the song we were listening to at the beginning of the call. And so he is going to speak to whatever issues your heart is processing. What is on your mind? What is on your heart? That's what the dream is going to speak to. And so we take that emotion, that action, look at the setting in our waking life, say, oh my goodness, in the dream I was like totally anxious, right? I was so anxious in the dream. Well, where in waking life am I anxious? Oh my goodness, I've got this big presentation at work. I'm super nervous about it. Oh, well, we match up the emotion in the dream, the emotion in waking life, and then we realize, oh, well, this is the area of my life that God is speaking to. And then the final part, we've got D-A-E-S-I, which is dream, action, emotion, setting, and the final one is interpretation. So then we are just like she said, we're going to go ahead and converse with God about this. We're going to journal out the interpretation. This is what we feel it means. Holy Spirit, you know, interpret this with me. Let me not miss anything. But usually we are able to really easily do this because we've got an idea of the setting, the action, the emotion, what God is speaking to. And from there, it's really easy to kind of decode and decrypt the symbols. So I can just give you a quick example, you know, from my own life, a dream that seems crazy, but God actually had a message in it, and we can unpack it with these simple questions. So, you know, I had a dream that I was on a pole vaulting team, of all things. Okay, I'm on a pole vaulting team, and everybody was able to go way high up over that bar, everybody except for me. Okay, I was too weak and too sick to be able to pole vault. But then my friends came, they kind of nursed me back to health, and then I'm able to pole vault too. Now, what in the world does that mean? You know, obviously, we would just dismiss this. We would discount this. I've been watching too much TV. Clearly, too much Olympics, okay, are in my mind. I am recycling leftovers. Dreams are weird, right? That's what we can, or we can say, wait, God says he reveals himself in the vision. God says he speaks through the dreams. Okay, so let's decode it. Let's decrypt it. And how do we do that? We just ask our question. Okay, so what is the main action? In the dream, what was I doing? Well, I was trying to get over something, right? That's what I was trying to do in the dream. I was trying to get over that big high bar. And then the second question that we ask about every dream is, well, what is the main emotion? In the dream, how am I feeling? Well, I was struggling, right? Because I couldn't get over that bar. So we take that action and emotion from the dream, and I say, where in my waking life am I experiencing this? Where in my waking world am I struggling to get over something? And then I know, okay, this is the area of my life that God is speaking to through the dream. And so in my waking life, it just so happens that someone had said something to me during the day that I really did not appreciate at all, actually. And so I was thinking, you know, I am going to go confront this person. I am going to let them know I did not really like what they said or how they said it. And I'm like, okay, but maybe I should get, you know, the mind of the Lord. Let me just check in with Holy Spirit before I go and confront them. And then God gives me this dream. Because I'm wondering, you know, should I just forgive them? Should I just let it go? Should I just get over it? The question on my heart is, should I get over it? And then I have a picture of pole vaulting. Well, symbolically, metaphorically, what is that? That's a picture of getting over something. And God is showing me, come on, Charity, you should be rising above this offense, right? You should be getting over it. Because look at everybody else on the pole vaulting team. They had no trouble rising above. They had no trouble getting over it. So if you are spiritually strong, if you are spiritually healthy, you too should have no trouble rising above this offense, letting go, forgiving, just getting over it. Okay, so that was kind of a silly dream, but we realized, wait, it was just symbolic, and the message was, in fact, sacred. And I can just share one more, because this is a super fun dream, and it will give you, again, an idea, because I just want to encourage you that we are talking about the dreams you are having. The crazy dreams, the weird dreams, the dreams that, you know, you don't even want to tell anybody about because they're going to think you're nuts. Those are the dreams we're talking about receiving heavenly revelation through. And yes, it is for the big dreams. Yes, God will give you dreams about your ministry and the future and the big epic dreams. But you know what? We do not need like our entire lives epically altered and changed every single night. So what about all the other nights? Right? We're going along and we're pretty good, but we just get a little bit off. We get into a little bit of fear during the day or a little bit of, you know, anger or stress or overwhelm. And God just gives us his perspective through the dream. Dreams are snapshots of the spirit. It's God's vision and version of our lives, of our health, of our finances, of our relationships, of whatever we have going on. And it's such a gift because when we can see what God sees, we'll feel how God feels. And God is never stressed out, right? God sits in heaven and laughs, right? So when we can see what he sees, we'll laugh too. And so this is a really fun example. And then I will take a break here because I know I've been talking a lot, but I just hope this will kind of draw it together for you. And again, just show you how super simple this is, that you can use the app, download it. You can put in your dream literally tonight. You can wake up and the app will prompt you and it will say, okay, well, what was the action? What was the emotion? It will remind you of the key questions. And then you're able to journal it out with Holy Spirit. And there's free teachings on there, just some of the things I'm going over and some things obviously we can't cover. So that's all there for you. But the dream I wanted to share with you is it's fun because it's kind of like, you know, at Christmas time in December, there's like those Tim Allen Christmas movies, right? And there's like the old Santa Claus and he is retiring and he needs to christen the new younger Santa in his place. Well, that was me. Okay. I was the new Santa in town and I was not very confident of this new position as they always seem to be in those Santa movies. But then I am christened with the magic Santa superpowers and I'm like, oh, around the world in a single night? No problem. Got this. Okay, so what in the world does that mean? Obviously, I've been watching too much TV, right? Obviously, too many movies. What is wrong with me? But we say, no, wait. God is speaking through the dream. He said in the last days, what? He pours out his spirit on all mankind. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. I'm like, okay, God, I'm dreaming your dream. I just need to decode it and decrypt it. So Holy Spirit, help me. So Holy Spirit kind of helps us as we prayerfully consider, okay, in this dream, what was I doing? What's the main action in this dream? Well, I'm being given a new job, right? I have a new responsibility entrusted to me. That's what's going on in the dream. And then the second question that we ask about every dream we have, E, emotion. In the dream, how am I feeling? Well, in the dream, I was very not confident, right, of this new responsibility, very unsure of my ability to fulfill this responsibility and job. And so then we just take that key action and key emotion from the dream and we overlay it onto the setting of our waking life. I say, where in my waking life am I experiencing this? Where in my waking world do I have a new responsibility entrusted to me that I am not confident about? Because then I know what area of my life God is speaking to through the dream. And so it just so happened in waking life when I had this Santa Claus dream that my husband, Leo, and I, we had recently been asked to lead a couple's Bible study, which we were very excited to do. That was awesome. But it was for a group of people that we did not know very well. And it quickly became apparent that Leo and I were the only charismatics in the group. So while everyone else was very sincere in their faith, they were just not at all interested in like speaking in tongues or the gift of prophecy or the gift of healing. And see, Leo and I were at the other end of the spectrum, right? We just want everything that God has for us. So this left me with some tension in my heart, right? Because here I am wanting to live out my supernatural walk with God in this relevant way, showing them that Holy Spirit flavors, you know, every aspect of our life. And they are like not receiving that, right? And I am not wanting to offend them. And so here I am. I'm conflicted, right? And so it was a Tuesday night when I had this dream. We had just been to one of these Bible studies, okay? And on the drive home, I am telling my husband, we are not the right people to be leading this group. And you better believe I was talking to God about it. I'm like, whoa, do you even see what is going on down here? Right? I am stressing about a Bible study, and that is not holy. That's not right. You're not supposed to be stressed out about Bible studies, for goodness sake. And so then God gives me his perspective to the dream, because that's the thing. The Bible says, you know, don't look at the things that are seen. Look at the things that are unseen. Because the things that are seen are temporary. The things that are unseen are eternal. Right? The mindset on the natural realm is death. Mindset on the spirit, that's life and peace. So that's what we're doing when we look at our dreams. We're setting our mind on the spirit. We're seeking the things above. We're looking at the things that are unseen. Why? Because that gives us life and peace. This is a practical way that those verses, that we can live them out in our everyday lives. So here I am stressing about my Bible study. That's what I'm thinking about. That's what I'm praying about. And then God gives me this Santa Claus dream. And so God is showing me, come on. You are positioned. I have placed you here. Like, of all the people in all the world that could be the next Santa, right, it's you. I mean, this is not random. God's like, hello, are your steps not ordered by me, right? I am orchestrating this. I have placed you here. I have positioned you here, you know, for a reason, for a season. And not only have I placed you and positioned you here, I have anointed you. All right, that was the magic Santa superpowers. All right, symbolically, metaphorically, that was representing Holy Spirit, his gifts, his wisdom, right? That he is empowering me to be who he wants me to be in this situation with these people. And so I'm like, okay, God, I see what you're saying. I see your version of this situation. You've positioned me. You have anointed me. All right, I say yes to it. Okay, I partnered with God's picture and I acted on it. And we stayed with that group for a season and it was good. It really, really was. But even though I understood God's message through the dream, I still had an issue with God, and I did not hesitate to let him know about it. And that was about the specific symbols used. I'm like, hello, Santa? Seriously? God, you could not come up with a better symbol for me in my dream. Santa is very unspiritual, not to mention entirely extra-biblical, right? There's no Santa in the Bible. And so as I'm trying to enlighten God, no, not really, he just laughed. Okay, Jesus just laughs, and he's like, oh, come on, chair. Don't you get it? You're a carrier of my presence. You're bringing me and my gifts to the group. I'm like, okay, God, if you put it like that, I guess Santa is a really good symbol. So that is how much fun DreamWorks is. That is how much fun God is. That is how we get to experience his personality in relationship through the interpretation work. So that's why I'm super, super excited to get you guys hearing from God through all of your dreams, even starting tonight. So thank you for letting me share a little bit of that. That was super fun to unpack for you.
Amen. Amen. Holy, holy, holy. Thank you, Lord. You know,
I love the pole vaulting dream. I think that what God gave you from it was just powerful. I think I may have told you, I didn't tell you, one time I had this crazy dream. I really didn't know what it was, but I am a water person. I love water. I don't care what kind of water. I live right across the street from a lake at this point, right? So I love water.
Nice. Yes.
But I'm on the beach, and I'm in this one of the little beach tiki like houses or whatever, and mm-hmm. I can feel the salt water and all this good stuff, and then all of a sudden there's these pale white crabs. I mean. And I love crab. I mean, I'm a crab eater, though. But there's these pale white crabs, and they just keep coming into my house, and I'm shooing them out of my house, and there's more crabs coming in, and I'm shooing them out of my house. And I was like, Lord, what in the world? Like, and it, you know, and that was pretty much it. Like, I spent the whole dream running from crabs, basically. And so I wake up that next morning, and like I said, for somebody, crab might have been fear. For somebody else, it might have been dinner. But for me, the Lord just began to tell me. He said, "You know, I'm peeling back. I have to peel back your protection that you put around yourself. You know, and it was like that hardened exterior that you put around yourself. And at that time, I definitely was like, Lord, I didn't even want to admit that I had protection mechanisms, right? so now I have to kind of face that fact." And now I have to allow, Daddy in to peel those layers back. And so that's Charity said, she was saying that, you know, sometimes our dreams to us may seem really silly. And at the time, before Holy Spirit really breathed on it and gave me the fullness of it, I was like, girl, did you eat too much crab before you went to bed? Like, that was crazy, you know? And I did like everybody else. I think I went to the dream interpretation book first, and I'm like, okay, that sounds good. It's not bearing witness right now. Maybe later, you know. And then all of a sudden, Holy Spirit was like, well, this is what I'm trying to show you. So the Lord is always faithful. And I look forward to those of you who are going to begin using the app and to begin to really take time to allow the Lord to unpack what he's speaking to you through your dreams, through your even visions, which to me are just waking dreams. But, you know, I believe the Lord has got a lot that he wants to say. And because for such a time as this, this word is being released, Dr. Charity, will you pray before we open up the lines? Will you just begin to pray for the individuals that are listening to the podcast, those that are on the lines? We have a few people in the chat room, that their dreams will increase, that their knowledge of the Lord through their dreams will increase, and whatever else God lays on your heart to just pray over them.
Absolutely. I would love to do that. Father God, we just come before you in Jesus' name. I thank you so much for every single person who is with us tonight. God, I thank you for their hearts. For you, that they are on this call. There are a lot of other things they could be doing right now, but they are on this call. And that shows us that they don't want to just hear from you all day long. They want to hear from you all night long too. They have such a hunger for your presence, God. And so I just bless mm-hmm. them for that. I honor them for that. And we know that when we hunger and thirst for righteousness, we will be satisfied. And so the more hungry we are, the more it's going to take to satisfy us. So I just thank you for so many dream downloads from heaven. I thank you that this realm is just opening up, God. You know, if we have not honored dreams the way you honor dreams, God, we just repent for that. We just change our thinking to line up with your thinking. And we say yes to everything you want to do in our life through dreams. You know, just like Joseph, God, we want to be warned by you through our dreams. We want to heed those warnings. Just like Solomon, we want to receive, you know, the revelation and the wisdom through our dreams, God. Supernatural gifts, just like Abram received, God. We want you to enlighten us with the light of revelation, to unpack what you want to show us. And I just pray right now, even even as we go to sleep, that we would remember our dreams. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would just cause us to wake up, even in the middle of the night when we're having the dream, so that we could record it, so that we could remember it, so that we can interpret it with you. And I just pray, for every single person here, that the eyes of their heart would be enlightened to these visions of the night, and that we would see dreams the way that you see dreams, God, as this amazing way for you to communicate with us as your contingency plan. God, we are so excited to meet with you when we go to sleep, even tonight. I just thank you that the dream is certain, the interpretation is sure. I thank you that your word says that when we sleep, our heart is awake to commune with you. I thank you that your word says that you are pouring out your spirit on all mankind, and we are seeing visions. We are dreaming dreams. I thank you that your word says that you do reveal yourself in visions. You do speak in dreams, and we are so excited about that. Our minds are open. Our hearts are open, and I just thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are the giver of the dream, that you are bringing the dream to their remembrance upon awakening, and that you are the interpreter, that you are leading and guiding them into all truth and into the interpretation and understanding that you have for them to receive the comfort and counsel and wisdom direction that you are downloading from heaven nightly. And we will give you all the praise and the honor and the glory for this, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So good. So good. Okay. Well, we're going to get ready to open up the phone lines. I'm going to ask everyone to be mindful of the time, because we do got quite a few people on the phone lines on tonight. And, you know, tonight I don't want to put Dr. Charity in a box. So if you feel led to interpret a dream, you let me know. But we're really here just to have his way. Let's not try to pull on the woman of God to the point where she's like, I'm never coming back. No, I'm joking. That's a joke. everybody knows I like to joke. Everybody knows my podcast. We got to laugh every once in a while, or I'm feeling not the same. So I'm going to open up the phone line to the first number, the number ending in 4234. 4234. God bless you. Welcome to Prophetic Sound Broadcast. How are you, and how can we help tonight?
I'm terrific. I'm Sister Candace. I'm calling you from the desert. What we didn't get into too much is I get occasionally warning dreams. They're not really about me, but I do get dreams of warning, and the way that I end up getting them interpreted is that, unfortunately, they come out on the news at some point. So I want to have freedom to share this last dream that I had about 2 weeks ago. That's why I was waiting for this podcast. The dream took place in Western New York, and it had to do with foundations. And what was happening was that all of the foundations were crumbling. You could be in a house and the wall would begin to buckle, and then the wall would come loose from the ceiling and all the soil would come in. And the interesting piece about it was there was nowhere else that you could go that you could escape that. You couldn't go to like another building because other buildings were having it too. So the emotion was not particularly for me, but for the people was pandemonium, because people were everywhere not having answers to why this was happening, why it was happening everywhere. And, of course, it was cutting off communication. It was cutting off people being able to connect with one another. And so that particular dream was kind of unsettling. And I have not gotten anything in terms of, you know, even in prayer about it, like what it indicates. But I know specifically where it was. I don't have a timeline like I do get timelines for certain ones. And where would you recommend that I land with something like that?
Well, that's a really good question. You know, and it sounds like you know, most of us we have more symbolic dreams. But some people who are more intercessors, you know, you're more right brain, visionary, creative, intercessor kind of people, you do sometimes, you know, have a little bit more literal dreams. You dream further away from yourself, and the dreams kind of do play out like on the news, just like you said, they kind of come to pass. Having said that, you could pray into it just to see, is it literal, a foundation like shaking, like, you know, an earthquake, or, you know, it could be very, very well could be like a spiritual shaking, right? Or, you know, mm-hmm. a political shaking or that kind of a shaking. And either way, you know, I don't believe, even though the dream is revelation from God, I never believe they are fatalistic, where, oh, we saw this bad thing happen in the dream, so then that means it's definitely going to happen because dreams are real. Well, no. You know, God does nothing without first revealing his secret counsel to his servants, the prophets. And that's so that you, Sister Candace, can partner with him in bringing heaven to earth. You know, and so if he does not want this shaking, you know, you can pray into that to prevent it. You know, you can speak peace over the situation or however Holy Spirit leads. You know, if we don't know how, we can pray right. in the Spirit by all means. But you know, one example I can just share with you, and in my book, I write about this student. His name is Danny, and he's very, very right brain, very prophetic. And just, okay, so he's exactly like you in this sense. Several years ago, he had a vision of two planes crashing into two mm-hmm. towers. And he didn't right. know what that was about, but the next day was 9/11. And literally right. what he had seen in his vision, it happened on the news. And so he's like, okay, mm-hmm. God is showing me things for a reason, right? Because there is no time or distance in the spirit. So you can see what's happening in tomorrow or in 2 weeks or 2 months, just as if it's happening right now. And so he's like, so even though he was very gifted, just like it sounds, you are very gifted in seeing these things. He's like, well, I need to hone my skills, you know? So he started taking like courses on the prophetic. He took our dream, you know, interpretation course online because he's like, okay, I need to know how to partner with God in this. And so fast forward then a few years, it's Christmas Eve. He has a dream and mm-hmm. in the dream, he sees a plane taking off and it's right before it's about to land in Detroit, he sees the plane explode. And so mm-hmm. he wakes up from this dream and he's like, I know what to do. He wakes up his wife and they start interceding. They bind the attack of the enemy in Jesus' name. They loose the angel armies of God. They speak peace. They pray for God's mercy, God's protection. And they pray and pray until they have peace in their hearts. And then they go to sleep. And the next day on the news, the now infamous, I don't know if you remember this, but that underwear bomber, that guy who got on a plane in Nigeria, he had a bomb strapped after he got on the plane, but before the plane took off, the authorities realized it. They arrested him, took him off the plane, and then that plane was able to land safely. Where? In Detroit.
Right.
So mm-hmm. just like he had seen. So it's like, okay, God is showing what could happen if we don't intervene. But the reason he shows us is so that we can intervene, because you have all authority, right, in Christ. So now that you have seen that, ask Holy Spirit, you know, he entrusted you with that revelation. So, okay, now Holy Spirit, so what do I do with it? How do I pray? Who do I pray with? You know, and is it physical mm-hmm. or is it political or is it spiritual? And definitely, I believe that as you pray into that, it, you know, and even ask him for more dreams about it to continue more pieces of the puzzle and just ask him how he wants you to steward that revelation, because I believe that he will be faithful to kind of lead you on that journey. Cause that is so awesome that you are, okay. that you are gifted in that way. That is very, very cool. So thank you for sharing that.
Well, thank you for your input.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Okay. We're going to move forward. We are going to the number ending in 8705. God bless you. Welcome to Prophetic Sound Broadcast. How can we help you?
Oh, I am just taking it in. Thank you so much, Pastor, for what you're doing. It's just so interesting. And I'm trying to kind of like go through my mind, like, Lord, what are those dreams that you had shown me in the past, and I wish I had that interpretation. So even as you were praying and speaking, I went ahead and downloaded the app, and I'm just so excited to to start working with, like, with God, as you say, partnering with the Holy Spirit and having God walk me through these things so that I'm understanding them properly in the Spirit. So I am so excited. Thank you so much for your heart and your ministry. This has been amazing.
Oh, yay! Thank you for putting it into practice, for downloading the app. And this is so much better for you to download the app and have you and Holy Spirit interpret the dream. That's why I love what Leticia said, that I am not going to interpret the dream for you, because that would be such a disservice to you, right? Because you had the dream, then I help you unpack it today, but you're going to have another dream tonight and tomorrow night, and we're not going to have a conversation. So it's kind of like, you know how you can teach, you know, you can give a person a fish and you feed them for a day, but if you teach them how to fish, you can feed them for a lifetime. So instead of just giving you an interpretation, inspiring you for a day, let's teach you how to interpret, and you can be inspired every single day for the rest of your life as you live out of the dream and interpretations with Holy Spirit. So that is so, so awesome. I'm super excited for you. Thank you for letting us know that.
All right. Thank you.
Amen. Okay, we are moving on to number ending in 5467. 5467. God bless you. Welcome to Prophetic Sound Broadcast. How can we help you tonight?
How you doing? God bless.
Hello. Hey, it's my mommy.
Oh.
How are you?
I'm good. I am good. Good. I just want to thank you when you were just talking about it, and I needed to repent, because I have, when I do have dreams and remember them, and if I don't like them, I won't write them down. But I feel so much better right now. I'm excited. I also just downloaded your app so I can begin to record and ask the Holy Spirit the interpretation of the dreams. I'm just really excited. I really had to, you know, I just want to thank you for sharing the information. It's got me excited to dream and want to remember my dream, because sometimes I don't remember my dream. But I am excited to start at the beginning all over again. And I just wanted to say that. Just thank you. Yeah.
Oh, yay. I'm excited. Thank you for downloading the app. And
yeah.
I'm excited, too, that you are going to, yeah, even consider the dreams that maybe you didn't like. I'm glad that you brought that up, because, you know, a lot of times we might think, oh, well, it was a scary dream, so it's not from God. But you know, we actually talked about, okay, Abram, and he got that covenant from God. And it says in Genesis 15, when nighttime fell, terror and great darkness came upon him. So it was actually a scary dream, but he got this amazing gift from God. And so we teach how, you know, there are blessings even in the scary dreams, because God could be warning us, right, to take a different path. Or one really cool example, and I wrote a blog about this. One of my students, actually, she had a dream, and in the dream she was flying a plane. And it was, like, dark and stormy, and she's going into the clouds. She can't see anything. Then she loses control. It's, like, spiraling out of control, about to crash land. And we would think, okay, this is a bad dream. This is the enemy. We buy in the fear, you know, whatever. But
yeah.
She's like, okay, no, we've got to look at the daisy. We've got to look at the action, look at the emotion. And where, you know, so in the dream, she has this huge responsibility, and she feels it's too much for her, right? She can't handle it. Like, she has this responsibility as a plane. And so in her waking life, her father had just passed away, and she was the one who was responsible for his estate and doing all of the legal things. And it just felt like totally out of her hands and over her head. And so what God was showing her, yes, that's how the dream can reveal our hearts and maybe our fears or our anxieties, but still also show us God's perspective. Because she felt like it was out of control. She felt like it was dark and scary and she was going down. But God's perspective was actually, even though it feels like this, you're safe. You're secure. You don't actually crash land. Instead, you come out on the other side. The sun is shining. You land safely. And that's so often what God will do. Give us like a silver lining to the scary dreams. Like we might be chased, but we realize, wait, we were chased, but we were never caught. You know, oh, I feel under attack, but no, I'm not hurt. I'm totally secure. I'm totally 100% fine. And so that's God showing us, you know what? It's okay. I've got you. You've got this. Even though it seems scary, you're going to be okay. So that was a really great point that you brought up. Thank you for sharing that.
Yes, thank you again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Love you. God bless. Okay, we're going to move on to number ending in 3381. 3381. God bless you. Welcome to Prophetic Sound Podcast. How can we help you?
Hi, Apostle Letitia. It's Alicia. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Everything I heard was absolutely wonderful, and I am a dreamer, so this was just amazing. I am going to have to get the app again because I did miss that information, but I'm excited on being able to interpret my own dreams because I have so many. So I want to just thank you, ladies, for everything you gave and all the information you provided. And I'm excited.
Yay. Oh, definitely. So it's just called Dream Keys. Okay, Dream Keys, because it helps you unlock the meaning in your dreams. And you can get it on Apple Store or Google Play. Or if you just go to my website, the links are right there, which is glorywave.org/app. So glorywave.org/app, and that's kind of a landing page, and it tells you all about the app, and there's links right to the Apple Store, right to Google Play, and you can download it for free right there. So definitely, yeah, that would be great for you to check out.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're
Amen.
Welcome.
God bless you. We're going to move forward to phone number ending in 2938. 2938. God bless you and welcome to Prophetic Sound Podcast. How can we help you?
Oh, hi, everybody. This is very, very helpful because I dream a lot too. Yeah. Just want to say thank you. That's it.
Amen. Well, thank you for coming on tonight, and thank you for joining us. We hope to see you again. And it has definitely been very helpful, especially for those of us that were looking to put language to what we've experienced. I think sometimes we go through things and the enemy likes to isolate us, like, you know, you crazy. You're the only one going through this. And it reminds me of Elijah when he had to tell Elijah, but no, Elijah, I got 7,000. They haven't bowed to the Baals. You know what I mean? So let's get past the isolation here. So, you know, I thank God that the Lord is speaking to so many of your hearts on tonight and that this topic and subject is resonating with your spirit. Dr. Charity, did you have anything you wanted to say?
I love what you just said about Elijah. Yes, so often, yeah, that's what the enemy will do. I believe that is one of the most successful strategies that the enemy has kind of foisted on the Western church in the 21st century is that most of our dreams don't come from God. That's what he wants us to believe because not every single dream for every single person comes from God. We're not going to say every single dream at all times comes from God, but even unbelievers absolutely receive dreams from God, right? Pharaoh did, Nebuchadnezzar, Abimelech, Pilate's wife. So we hear these amazing testimonies about Muslims, you know, Jesus and angels come to them in their dreams and they end up getting saved. So we know God absolutely speaks to, you know, the pre-believer or the unbeliever, and he absolutely speaks to us too. And so I think as soon as we say God does not speak through every dream, then we automatically, he doesn't speak through most dreams. And then we just categorize them and we say, well, this dream was silly, God wasn't speaking. This dream was scary, God wasn't speaking. This dream was sexual, God wasn't speaking. But we need look no further than Song of Solomon for sexual imagery coming from God and speaking a spiritual message to us. So even though it seems silly, again, it's symbolic. The message is sacred. And I think that's how he gets in. Because he has no authority, right? He has absolutely no power. He's a completely defeated foe. The only strategy he has against us is deception, right? Lies, right? That's all he could use in the Garden of Eden. You know, he just used words. That's all he could use in the garden, in the wilderness with Jesus, right? He just tempted him to question his identity and what Father said about him. And so that's all that he can use with us. His big, scary weapons, they're not scary at all. It's just getting us to believe something that's not true. Because the truth is, God is speaking to you every single night through your dreams. And Satan cannot steal that from you. God is downloading it. You're receiving it. You're remembering it. So what's his only hope is if you can believe the wrong thing about the dream. Oh, it's just, you know, it's just leftover pizza. It's just recycling, you know, what the movie I saw. It's just, you know, it's demonic. It was dark. It was a soulless dream. It was all of these things. And then we discount it. We dismiss it. And we've just, then he has successfully stolen the majority of revelation that God is downloading nightly. So we just want to get right thinking about dreams and realizing actually most of our dreams are from God. And actually all of our dreams can be from God. I mean, why do we think that God is not protecting us while we sleep? I mean, obviously if we're doing crazy things, if we're watching horror movies, if we're looking at porn, well, yeah, we're going to have some jacked up dreams, right? But I don't think we're doing that. Right, we're all living as holy as we know how to live. Whatsoever things are true and honorable and right and pure and lovely of good report, if there's any virtue or any praise, that's what we're meditating on. And so if that's what we're meditating on during the day, well, then our dreams are going to reflect that. I believe that holy days bring holy nights. And so we absolutely, we can receive revelation from God every single night through our dreams.
Amen. Amen. That's so good. That is so good. And I like what you said about not chucking the baby out with the bathwater. And so often, and it's funny because, you know, I've been a Pentecostal my whole life, and let me tell it, I have a roadmap to it all, right? So, but it's so often we have one bad experience and we completely run all the way to the left. And then there's no balance in that, right? And so the Lord's like, you know, one time I remember in dreams in particular, to be honest with you, the Lord, a lot of times when early in my walk, he trained me with dreams on how to know his voice. So I want you guys to understand that the Lord uses multiple factors in teaching us and training us in his ways. So I remember early in my walk, I had a dream. And the dream was hideous. Well, I think somebody said they had dreams that they didn't like. And this dream in particular, I needed the wrong number. Sorry. This dream in particular was what I would probably say a dream I didn't want to have. I mean, somebody got murdered in the dream, and I literally saw a crime being committed. So what the crazy part of that is, The Lord asked me when I woke up, he said, am I the author of fear? And because I literally woke up afraid, hyperventilating, like, oh, my God. And I was like, no, Lord, you're not. And he said, did that dream come from me? And I remember sitting back and tears falling from my face. And I was like, Lord, I don't believe that came from you because you're not the author of fear. And the only thing it did was bring fear into my heart. And that was how the Lord kind of taught me how, even though, mind you, he's in control of all things, but he taught me how to discern, because that's another level, right? But he did. He taught me how to discern his voice in dreams. And I believe that for those of you who said, listen, I've just downloaded this app, I want God to speak to me. He's going to speak to you because you're chasing after him. You can guarantee an encounter with your Lord because the word says when you seek him, you will find him. Now, what's going to be even more awesome is now the Lord has even another tool to teach you, to train you, to mature you, to love on you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. To build even greater relationship with you because you've now opened your heart to his dream state, him speaking to you through your dreams. Dr. Charity, you have anything to add?
Amen. Amen. That's so good. And, you know, just another example, like you shared that, you know, dream of fear. another example, a lot of times, you know, I have a whole chapter in my book I teach on, you know, children's dreams, and a lot of times those can be scary. And so sometimes we might dismiss them as, you know, just children's fears or whatever. But the really kind of cool testimony about that is God does speak through children's dreams too. You know, we can say, well, you know, how young is too young to hear from God? And, well, it said, you know, Luke 1:15, it talks about the baby was filled with the Holy Spirit while yet in his mother's womb, right? John the Baptist. So There's no age too young that you can't, you know, be anointed with the Holy Spirit and getting his revelation. And so the really kind of cool story that illustrates that is this family went on a mission trip. It was a mom and son, and they stayed in one home. And then the dad and the other son stayed in another home. And the boys, these young boys, they both had the same nightmare two nights in a row. And it was graphic. It was violent. It was just like a bloody massacre. And both the little boys dreamed the same thing two nights in a row. And so, of course, they told their parents. The parents talked to the pastor there. And so the pastor's like, well, what they're describing, that literally happened on this land like 200 years ago, right, when the people came in and displaced the people who had been living there, and it was a bloody massacre. And so they took that as a strategy for intercession. They took that as a point for identificational repentance, right? And so they prayed into that. They repented. They took communion. They worshiped. And so they were able to shift the spiritual atmosphere because it seemed like it was a bad dream, but they were actually accurately discerning the spiritual atmosphere. And then they honored it, prayed accordingly, so that then the enemy didn't have a right to be there anymore. And then the little boys did not have those nightmares again. So that showed, oh my goodness, they did shift the spiritual atmosphere. So again, that's a way, just like you were talking about discerning and discernment and how we can use that gift. Yes, that is very important when it comes to all of these things.
Amen. Amen. And the biggest things is as we're talking about dreams and the interpretation of dreams and God's language, a love language to you and your dreams, is, you know, we're growing every day in Him. The Word says that we go from glory to glory. We reap daily benefits from Him. And so just know that the Lord is going to meet you right where you're at. And the most amazing thing about Him meeting you where you're at is that He understands where you're at and He understands who you are. The thing that's really bubbling up inside of me right now and exciting me so much is I can feel the pulling of the Holy Spirit right now, like people that are genuinely excited to get into His presence just to say, what's Daddy going to say to me next? And how many of you know that puts a smile on our Father's face when people are saying, I just want to spend time with you, Daddy. I just want to be in your presence. I just want to hear your voice. I just, you know, you are my beloved, you know? And so, keep pushing and keep purposefully positioning yourself to be in His presence so that you can hear Him even the more. Okay, we have one more caller. I'm going to go. We're going to get a call on one more caller. So we're going to go to the number in 2129. God bless you. Welcome to the Prophetic Sound Podcast. How can we be of assistance?
Hey, it's me, Latosha.
Good. Bless you, bless you, bless you. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was listening to you guys on my drive home. But I just wanted to say I thank the both of you for sharing this tonight. I am definitely a dreamer. I started at the age of 10, and I just love it when the Lord just gives me dreams. But one thing that I really pulled from you guys talking tonight was when you said that the symbols can mean different things to different people. Because a lot of times, you know, we might not understand our dreams right away, and we're anxious to go share and see what someone else thinks. but it's really not the true interpretation of what God is actually saying to you. And then they think you're crazy. But I really, really appreciate that.
Amen. You're right. You are absolutely the authority and interpretation expert of your own dreams. Because you're right. Nobody else knows what those symbols mean to you personally. They don't know your history with those symbols. And God gave the dream to you, not the other person. So he gave those symbols to you for a reason. And so absolutely, you are the most qualified master interpreter of making sense of your dreams. So power to the dreamer.
Yes, and really quick, like I had one the other day where I was in my office at work and I saw an angel going back and forth like it was doing a praise dance with flags. And I when I woke up, I was like, what in the world? But it made total sense. I mean, total sense. So I'm excited about what the Lord is going to do.
Amen. Awesome.
Yes,
well,
amen.
Well, you know, you're going to have to kick up a flag sooner or later messing with this ministry. So,
right?
That's good.
Yes,
that
amen.
So good.
You guys have a good night.
You too. So part of who we are in the Lord is we are Davidic worshipers and we train up Davidic worshipers. And Sister Latosha has been with us for years. And everything, I mean, we could probably find two sticks and rub them together and find a way to worship the Lord with them, I'm just saying. But one of the things that we do enjoy very much is the banner bearing. You come to one of our meetings, you're going to see flags everywhere. And because the flag, one, represents the sword of the Lord in the spirit, and two, it also proclaims the territory of the Lord. And so I always encourage people, like, go out in your yard, proclaim that territory for the Lord, go to the beaches, you know. And, hey, it's pretty at the same time. Flags are beautiful. So it's when she spoke about the angel of the Lord carrying the banner of the Lord. How powerful is that?
Mm.
How powerful is the Lord saying that I'm sending my messenger to proclaim my territory through the worship of heaven? So good.
Amen.
But yeah, I'm excited. That kind of... Okay. Well, this has been amazing, amazing time in the Lord. And I am so grateful. Dr. Cherney, I'm so grateful for you. You know how much joy it brings me to labor alongside of you in this season and hopefully forever, because I will stalk you from nation.
Yay! Oh, please do. You better.
Absolutely. So good. And so all of you who are listening and will be listening, please go to www.glorywaves.org/app for the app, and also just peruse the website. I know there's a lot there. There's so much that God is getting ready to do. We're getting ready for the School of Insight for this year, and I have asked Dr. Cherney to come alongside and be one of our instructors this year, and I just know there's just so much God wants to do, and there's so many vessels who have spent that time in the presence of God to pull out those nuggets. And I'm just grateful for the sacrifice of the Lord upon your life, Dr. Cherney. I know more than most that it is a true surrender in a death at times in the Lord to be able to do what you do. And we do not take, again, that anointing or the oil that you just poured over prophetic wind ministry lightly.
And we thank you so much for that. Also, if I remember right, because I have been on the website quite a few times, you know, if the Lord is leading you to give, please sow into my sister. She's asked for nothing. She is pouring out freely as she's freely given unto the Lord. And we just want to be a blessing. So please, again, glorywaves.org. And also there's lots of resources there. Pick up her book. God is doing great things in this woman of God's life. And again, she stopped, dropped, and said, I'm on my way when I called. And I thank God for that. For those of you who have downloaded the app, you know, please, when you download the app and God does something, please shoot us an email or something just to let us know, listen, this is what God did. It is so encouraging, you know, to hear the blessings of the Lord that make God's people rich and add no sorrow with it. It is such a blessing. I think that's probably the biggest blessing as a minister I ever receive is when I get that testimony back that says, you know, this is what happened after. And so as the Lord, you know, begins to visit you and you begin to be released in encounters and moments of love with the Lord, we want to hear about that. We want to hear about the restoration that God is doing, the rebuilding that God is going to do. We want to hear about it all, and we want to rejoice with you. We want to praise the Lord with you. Amen. And so we're getting ready to dismiss. We will be back on next Friday night, which is the first weekend of August. Wow, we are already in August, you guys. This year has went by so quickly. So it'll be August the 5th. Please join us August 5th. Amen. Also, again, September 15th, 16th, 17th, we'll be in person, Buffalo, New York, for the Prophetic Awakening 2022. Please come. Bring a friend. Amen. The flyer will be out on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/prophetic wind ministries. Please feel free to come. It is a free event, as well as October the 28th. We will be in Rochester for the Prophetic Awakening Rochester. Thank God he's opened up another territory within this territory for us to plant seed in, keeping both of these events in prayer. We're asking for intercessors to just saturate the atmosphere with the will of the Lord concerning this region. We know that God has called this region for such a time as this. And but the one thing the Lord had showed me very clearly, this wasn't going to be the season of the big names. It's for those that have had their hands to the plow. It is time for us to get to work. Amen. And so we give God praise. We'll get to work and let God do what he does best. And before we get ready to dismiss, I would like to give Dr. Charity a chance to give her benediction and say what she would like to say before we get ready to dismiss. So, Dr. Charity, the floor is yours.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for this amazing time. I had really, really been looking forward to connecting again. We had so much fun last time, and this is even better. We had all the time. We had these great questions. I'm super excited that you guys are already downloading the app. And yes, please let us know your testimonies and even leave like a review, like a review on the App Store or the Google Play Store. Leave like your 5-star review, because what I'm learning, and I didn't really know this, but it's a way to promote it. It doesn't cost anything. And it's almost like a tool for evangelism, because other people, they might not know Dream Keys, but if they just type in like dream interpretation or dream journal, and Dream Keys has a lot of 5-star reviews, it will be at the top. And then all of a sudden they'll be like, oh, hearing God through your dreams. Oh, God is speaking to me. God cares about me. So it's such an awesome tool for evangelism. So that is one way you can totally partner with the ministry with your reviews, and definitely email the ministry with your testimonies. We absolutely love what God is doing master your visions by day and your visions by night through dreams. So I am so excited, and I speak sweet sleep and rest and sweet dreams over each and every one of you, beloved of God. Thank you so much for this time together.
Amen. So, Father, we thank you for this time. We fill this time in the blood of Jesus. Lord, we ask that, Lord God, you will visit each and every person and that you will give them a deeper revelation and revelatory knowledge of who you are and who you are today. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us a person-centered experience. And it is not by might nor by power, but by your spirit. So we receive your spirit now. And we honor you and bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. So God bless each and every one of you. We will see you again August time. We are going to dismiss the line. God bless.
Prophetic Sound Podcast. Pray for your mind. Pray for your soul. On Prophetic Sound Podcast, it's uplifting. God is willing. On Prophetic Sound Podcast, come on, let's praise him like this. All on one accord, and what you hear, 'cause it's uplifting. God is willing on Prophetic Sound Podcast.